Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this afternoon's text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, and Text 29. Canto 7, Chapter 8 is entitled, Lord Nrisimhadev Slays the King of the Demons. So we'll do word for word. You found me? Vishvat Spurantam
Spurantam
Grahanaturam
Grahanaturam
Hari
Hari
Vyalo
Vyalo
Yatakum
Yatakum
Kulishakshata
Kulishakshata
Vacham
Vacham
Vari
Vari
Urum Apatya
Apatya
Dadara
Dadara
Ilaya
Ilaya
Nakhe
Nakhe
Yatahim
Yatahim
Garudo
Garudo
Mahavisham
Mahavisham
Vishvak
Vishvak
All around Spurantam
Spurantam
Moving his limbs
Moving his limbs
Grihanaturam
Grihanaturam
Afflicted because of being captured
Afflicted because of being captured
Hari
Hari
The Supreme Personality of Godhead
The Supreme Personality of Godhead
Nrisimhadeva
Nrisimhadeva
Vyala
Vyala
A snake
A snake
Yatha
Yatha
Just as
Just as
Akum
Akum
A mouse
A mouse
Kulishakshata,
Kulishakshata,
not cut even by the thunderbolt, thrown by Indra,
Twacham,
whose skin,
Dwari,
on the threshold of the door,
on the threshold of the door.
Urum on his thigh,
on his thigh.
Apatya,
Apatya,
placing.
Placing.
Dadhara,
Dadhara
pierced,
pierced.
Lilaya,
Lilaya
very easily,
very easily.
Nakai,
Nakai
with the nails,
nails.
Yatha,
Yatha
just as,
just as.
Ahim,
Ahim
a snake,
a snake.
Garuda,
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 the carrier of Lord Vishnu,
the carrier of Lord Vishnu.
Mahavisham,
Mahavisham,
very venomous.
Very venomous.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As a snake captures a mouse or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Nrisimhadev captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here, there and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Nrisimhadev placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thighs, and in the doorway of the assembly hall, very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Please repeat. As a snake captures a mouse,
as a snake captures a mouse,
or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Nrisimhadev captured Hiranyakashipu,
who could not be pierced
even by the thunderbolt
of King Indra.
As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs, here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Nrisingadev placed the demon
on his lap,
supporting him with his thighs.
And in the doorway
of the assembly hall,
the Lord very easily
tore the demon to pieces
with the nails of his hand.
Purport by His Divine Grace, the Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu had received from Lord Brahma the benediction that he would not die on the land or in the sky. Therefore, to keep the promise of Lord Brahma intact, Sringadev placed Hiranyakashipu's body on his lap, which was neither land nor sky. Hiranyakashipu had received the benediction that he would not die either during the day or at night. Therefore, to keep this promise of Brahma, the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu in the evening, which is the end of the day and the beginning of the night, but is neither day nor night. Hiranyakashipu had taken a benediction from Lord Brahma that he would not die from any weapon or be killed by any person, dead or alive. Therefore, just to keep the word of Lord Brahma, Lord Nrisingadev pierced Hiranyakashipu's body with his nails, which were not weapons, and were neither living nor dead. Indeed, the nails can be called dead, but at the same time, they can be said to be alive. To keep intact all of Lord Brahma's benedictions, Lord Nrisingadev paradoxically but very easily killed the great demon Hiranyakashipu. Om Agira Timiranyasya Jnana Gana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamala Sri Guru Vaisnavam Sucha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadvitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sucha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Harite Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhivya Evacha Aditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaura Bhaktavinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Sitarini Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Serama Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himavya Divyacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Hare Krishna. So I'll just read through the translation one more time. You don't have to repeat. Hiranyakashipu had received from Lord Brahma. Sorry, that's purple, which is nice too. As a snake captures a mouse or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Nrisingadev captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Nrisingadev placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thighs, and in the doorway of the assembly hall, very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Hare Krishna. So the Lord, it said here, easily destroyed Hiranyakashipu. But Hiranyakashipu was confident that he could fight the Lord because of the wounds that he had. He thought he had covered his death. He asked for immortality first from Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma told him, even I cannot be immortal. So then he went through a whole menu, and the Lord granted the menu. But the Lord is the source of all intelligence. It doesn't matter what menu you have. Rake Krishna Murike, Murike Krishna Rake. If the Lord wants to destroy, nobody can stop. And the Lord wants to protect, nobody can destroy. Therefore, we should remember that and always surrender to the Lord. Because then the Lord determines what happens to us. That's the wonderful part of spiritual life. When the Lord decides what happens to us, and the Lord is transcendental, then whether we notice it or not, then our life is also like that. Because not because we can do anything, but because the Lord is in fact protecting us, and the Lord has us on His corner. Either we go to the Lord's corner or we go to Maya's corner. That's the way it is. There's only two choices. So it is a wonderful day. This Sringa Chaturdasi is being celebrated practically everywhere at this point, in all the temples. And so it's nice that you come to a humble abode so we can also receive blessings from Lord Nisingadev and from the devotees also, all of you. So in the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada describes the boon that Hiranyakashipu received, the benedictions. And the Lord allowed all of the benedictions to play out and still got rid of the demon. Those in the heavenly planets were very much hoping for Hiranyakashipu to be destroyed because he really was controlling them. They were scared, even as is described, when Lord Nrisimhadev lifts his eyebrow, everybody just starts panicking. It was that bad. So much control that he had. Therefore, Lord Indra and all of them were under his control. And so, when the rains used to come, it was Hiranyakashipu's decision. It wasn't the demigod's decision anymore. Anything that they had, the Krishna had allowed them to be able to do, now Hiranyakashipu was telling them when to do it. So they were literally trapped. So they couldn't wait for the day to come that Hiranyakashipu would be gotten rid of. How did that happen? It happened because Hiranyakashipu dared to destroy the Lord's devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. That was his end. Now, many things can be learned from the interaction, if you could call it that, between Hiranyakashipu and his own five-year-old son, Prahlad Maharaj. He still wanted to kill him. Demons don't care. They make their minds up, they're going to do something bad. It doesn't matter who it's affecting. Their own child will be mad. When the demons attacked the Pandavas, they were the cousins of the Pandavas, Duryodhana, and they still wanted to destroy them. Ever since they were little, they tried to destroy them. So that's the way demons think. Anyway, so this particular demon, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranya means gold, by the way. He was really wealthy. Hiranyakashipu, gold, and Kashipu, soft bed. He was living it up. Really, he was living it up. But all of that wasn't enough. He wanted control of everybody. And so, and Krishna has a way, the way the Prabhupada says, Lord Sringadev paradoxically, but very easily, killed the demon Hiranyakashipu. This is how Sri Prabhupada ends the purport. Well, Lord Nrisimhadev paradoxically deceived Hiranyakashipu also. He used the little five-year-old but totally submitted devotee Prahlad. Since school time, he wants the school children, the children of the demons, to learn everything material. And Prahlad was telling them everything spiritual whenever he had a chance to do that. So he was teaching, yes, you're little. Yes, when you're little, you usually play. But you don't know when you leave your body. So even if you play, still, you have to be involved in Krishna consciousness. Because death can happen at any time. And not only that, it is actually a better life to lead a spiritual life. So he was just convincing, and he was quite successful in convincing his fellow mates to actually deal with or live spiritually. Now, imagine these are all children of demons. They go into school, they come home, and they've heard what the teachers have told them, but then they've heard also what Prahlad has told them. And as we know, we call it peer pressure, right? Peers really have quite an effect. Because they can listen to the same age, you know, kids tell them. Adults, yeah, they do tell us things. They say it's good for us, we don't know it yet, but our own classmate looks like us, talks like us, yeah, they can relate better. So they were getting devotee association, whether they do or not. They were getting devotee association the whole time they were in school. And then Shingadev finds out, because Prahlad tells him boldly, that the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was the most important thing, and even convinced his father, tried to convince his father to worship Lord Vishnu. And his father was all about control. So he was very upset to hear that. And then he tried to kill Prahlad in many ways. And when he was unsuccessful, he still didn't hit him. As Duryodhana didn't hit Duryodhana either. When the Lord came to Hastinapura and begged just 5 villages, and Duryodhana said, I won't even give you the size of a pin of land. The Lord showed his universal form, and Duryodhana still didn't get it. So when the demons are gone, they really are gone mentally. And they're going to whatever way, because this is power. When you want power, or when you think, now Duryodhana wanted power. Now Hiranyakashipu thought he had power. He still is about power, though. Won't give it up, no matter what happens. And so, we are living in Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga is when the demons are allowed to play out a little bit. You know what's happening. This country wants power, that country wants power, this country wants power. The one, and nobody is reading history, right? I mean them. Because if you read history, you realize this empire was there and then it was gone. Then another empire came and then it was gone. Another empire came. But all those things, those people, when they are in power, they don't think they'll ever go. Until it happens. How does it happen? The Lord decides that. Just like the way he got rid of Hiranyakashipu, who thought he couldn't be gotten rid of. The empires one by one also go. Sometimes it is dissension within the empire itself, the people inside, or another one fights, and then you weaken themselves, and then, but one way or the other, they get destroyed. Still, another empire tries to come to power. Everybody forgets that, as it says in Bhagavatam 7.5.31, life is to serve the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Vishnu. But everybody wants control. And so he didn't get control over Prahlad because all the death techniques didn't work. So he decides to kill him. Where is your Lord? Everywhere Prahlad said yes. Even in this pool, yes. So then he destroys the pool, and then here comes this big roar. And that was the beginning of his end. So the Lord cannot be outwitted by any demon. Past demons or the present ones. They cannot outwit the demon. So I mean any demon. The Lord cannot be outwitted by any demon. Because the Lord is the source of intelligence. And therefore nobody can beat the Lord's intelligence. And when anybody tries to afflict a devotee with any kind of problems, the Lord will come to that devotee's aid. That always happens. So just being Krishna conscious means we get the protection of the Lord. We get the protection of the Lord. It's very important to remember this. And that's why Srila Prabhupada made one statement that I try very much to live by. That is that if any person chants Hare Krishna, gets into material anxiety and allows whatever the material situation is to get them very concerned, very worried, Srila Prabhupada says that person is not a devotee. And the first time I heard that, I heard it in Baltimore in a lecture. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh, and then the devotee is a sannyasi. He repeated it. He said, Prabhupada said, if you get in material anxiety, you're not a devotee. And then he went on to explain. The Lord has control over everything. So if we say we are surrendering to the Lord, then what is it that he can't deal with? And so this is, it comes to this, mana shiksha, talk to the vine. Anytime we get an anxiety, remember the Lord says, if I stay with the anxiety, I'm not a devotee. And it's funny how when we begin to think that way and withdraw from that anxiety, that everything ends well every single time. Just try it. Because I've tried to live by that. And sometimes, in the end, I laugh at myself because the way it's solved, I couldn't have planned it myself. It actually is like that. We're protected more than we actually take that protection and allow it to come into our lives. You see, the Lord never forces us. Love is not by force. He never forces us. But if we remember to depend on Him, a lot of things will work well for us in ways that we could never think of ourselves. This is what Prahlad did. Look what he went through. Trampled on by elephants. I mean, any of those things that for death that Hiranyakashipu threw at him could have finished him in seconds, ordinarily. He survived every one of them because he depended on the Lord. He depended on the Lord. So we should also depend on the Lord. How? Well, we do make decisions. This is true. But we always should pray in the morning that whatever happens, let everything that comes through me, be from you. Then all your decisions are basically just run through you. So you're just a conduit by which the Lord decides what happens. From your whole day decision, yes, ideas will come. But then if you pray like that and pray sincerely like that, then the Lord allows everything to come from His program rather than our program. Around or outwardly, people will see you making decisions going on, but you know that your decisions are really from the Lord. And this is everywhere, not just home. Work everywhere, the whole day. The whole day is like that. So we should always think of the Lord. We would want the Lord's shelter, but we have to, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, first we have to deserve the shelter. We are servants. If we want the Lord to be pleased with us, we have to do things that please the Lord. We have to do things that please the Lord. Therefore, it's not difficult, because it's not difficult at all. The Lord Himself has said what pleases Him. Talking about the Bhagavad Gita. So, and of course, His pure devotee Rupa Goswami has added more to it, nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction. So all those are there. Think always of the Lord. Never forget the Lord. That is Rupa Goswami's words, and that should be our slogan. Always think of the Lord. Never forget the Lord. We should be hankering for more service. We should be hankering for more service. The word is hanker. We should be greedy for more service. And every service that we have, we should increase the quality of it. So, as much as we can, and I know right now in our situation, jobs and so on, and a good part of the day is taken by material work. That's there. The Lord already knows that. That's also why Srila Prabhupada says, 10, 16 rounds and not 64 rounds, because that's what it really is. Okay, so the sensitivity is there. The Lord's devotee is actually taking the sensitivity of our situation into consideration. The Lord knows. And so, if we think always to the Lord, pray for more service, increase the quality of service. When we pray for more service, and ideas come about what we can do and so on to help devotees or help our society or help even the international society, it's gone. And sometimes difficult situations will come. We will call them bad situations, unfortunate ones. Take any bad situation as the mercy of the Lord. Well, if you can do that, you're very humble. But it is possible. It's all a matter of how you deal with your mind. We are not beings without feelings. Yeah, we do have feelings. And so when things that are difficult come, they affect us. They will affect us. That's normal. That's natural. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami left the body, that is Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada was very emotional. This is human. That will happen. So we don't say denied emotions, but we can say that even though the emotions are there, any bad situation has lessons that we got to learn from. And so we just learn from those lessons. Sometimes they are immediate, most of the time they come later. But you will find that there's something to learn though. Okay? I'm thinking about my own self. I went through a terrible situation in Giranagri. Who knows more of the details, and my wife also knows. At the time it was very difficult. Very difficult. And none of that, my God family was doing that. The people that have been around me, that I regarded more as my family, my own material family, turned on me. It was very difficult to deal with it. Now when all of that had come and gone, then the realization that hit me was both sides had to learn lessons. I had to learn lessons, they had to learn lessons. So what Krishna had done was put us on a fast track of purification. This actually what happened. So now I look at it that way. Initially when it happened, boy, all these people that are so nice, everybody knows they're so nice, they're doing this stuff. I mean, I had to keep quiet. Because if I told people that these very respectable people were doing that, they wouldn't believe me. Because how good they were for the whole world, you know, that knew them. So that was part of it. I had to keep quiet. Because if I speak bad about them, they are so well respected. They are counselors. How you tell something bad about a counselor that's helping people? So it was a big lesson to learn. But we went through it, and now we look back at it. In the end, you know, things that happened, yes, they did apologize. Some of them did, some of them did not. And it didn't matter. Because the lessons we had to learn, we learned from it. So any bad situation is in fact the mercy of the Lord. See, when, and I was saying something about statement that His Holiness Hiranyananda Maharaj made in Giranagri, he gave a lesson, a class, and then he mentioned, made this point. And at that time, many of us, including myself, we didn't hit us the extent, the depth of that statement that he made. He said, yes, submit to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also fasten your seatbelts. This is how you put it. Submit to the Lord, but also fasten your seatbelt. Because the ride sometimes is going to be quite rough. But when you get to the end, you will see that you have become a better person. Rana Maharaj also put it this way. When we are being offered to the Lord, we are actually Srila Prabhupada, we are all favored to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is offering it to us. Guru Maharaj, this is the way the way he thinks. So think of the way Boga is offered to the Lord. What do you do to the vegetables? Cut them up, scrape things off, put them in the fire, oil, stir it around. Imagine yourself in there. And when it's all finished, it's a very nice booger to offer to the Lord. But look at the things that we go through. Let's say, what the vegetables go through. So if you're in there with the vegetables, how are you going to feel? So there is this process of, fixing us up. And then we're fixing up very fine, very nice at the end, and we offer it to the Lord. And the Lord eats, and here we are. better. So this is what we're going through. This is all a bad situation, the way we read it. When we're being cut up, and we're being peeled, and we're being fried, and all of that. That's all a bad situation in our minds, materially. It looks that way. If the vegetables could talk to you, that's what they'll tell you also. Boy, you're really harming us. He'll say that. But in the end, it's to be offered to the Lord. And it's done very nicely, colorfully, and offered. So, even though we go through some difficult situations, we always should stay enthusiastic. Always should stay enthusiastic. Because we're just thinking that every situation that we go through is for our purification. Therefore, even when we're going through that, the Lord is actually helping us. See, the thing is, we don't know how He helps. Neither did Arjun know how the Kurukshetra war was going to start or end. In fact, he tried to back out the first time. Lord got him back in there by convincing him and then showing him that he was a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was. You look at my friend, and he just expanded himself into Virat Rupa. And then Arjun realized what he was dealing with. Humble, and then there was no convincing at that point. But the Lord never forces us, though. See, after all that He said to Arjun in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, He still said, do as you like. Do as you like. Deliberate on it, and then do as you like. Towards the end of 18th chapter. And then in the end, by the Lord's mercy, He decided, all right, I'll summarize the whole thing. You become my devotee. It's that simple. Just become a devotee. Offer obeisance to me. Just surrender to me. And then you'll come to me. And He said, I promise you this, because you're my very best friend. I promise you this. And then the very next verse says, abandon all varieties of religion. All those things that you were thinking of in the first chapter, trying to make all your case about how you shouldn't fight, just surrender to me. The Lord knows what He's doing at any time. So just surrendering to the Lord, that's what it takes. So, stay enthusiastic. We are in societies. This is how we do Sangha. And therefore, when the opportunity comes to be charitable, to help society, because when we help society, we help ourselves. Never, ever back off contributing. Cash or kind. Never back off doing that. And then, among ourselves, how we keep the Sadhu Sangha going and even hanker for more Sadhu Sangha is how we relate to each other. No anger, no gossip. Those things are very important. No anger, no gossip, and no criticism. If we're careful, see, the emotions are there. It doesn't mean that no anger means we would not feel like getting angry. It doesn't mean it will never happen. It can happen. It's just a question of how you deal with it when it happens. So, devotee is silent. It's one of the qualities of a devotee. Devotee is silent, and Srila Prabhupada has explained what silence means. When devotee is silent, it doesn't mean devotee never talks. But when they talk things that are in either the mode of goodness or transcendence. That's all they're staying in. Mode of goodness is part of material life. That you can't get away from that. So that's a brahminical quality. Or transcendence. Bringing Krishna into what we say. And this is how our minds will be focused and our minds will be centered. And that kind of situation cuts down anger. So that's one way to deal with that. No criticism. Well, we are, for the most part, conditioned souls. We have a high nature, we have a low nature. Is that news to anybody? Okay, so if you start saying a bad thing, you haven't said anything new. Actually, all you do is just mess up the atmosphere because thoughts have formed. The thoughts affect the atmosphere. So that's nothing new. If everybody was pure, then, Sri Prabhupada would come to do his pastimes and go. He wouldn't spend time trying to convince people to be Krishna conscious. So this is the situation we're in. Everybody in the spiritual world that's concerned about us knows this. Smatradharani knows this. Krishna knows this. Lord Nityananda knows this. Lord Nityananda knows this. This is nothing new. So, there isn't anything new for us to take to talk about. When anything bothers us so far to the point that we feel like criticizing, this is not good, then we should turn our mind is, how do I fix it? See, that changes the mind. So yes, the thing that is you think is not good may occur in your mind, but when it comes out of your mouth, it should be a suggestion. It should be a suggestion rather than just straight what was in your mind or my mind. It just come, you know, blubber it all out there, and then, you know, the reaction you're gonna get from people who know not to criticize is most of the time they'll stay away from you, and your sangha is going down. So we really. And this is sometimes many sannyasis, they preach about this situation where one devotee thought himself and said openly to Srila Prabhupada that he was the most fallen. And Srila Prabhupada says, you're not the most anything. Now, in one sense, it looks like he really jabbed. Srila Prabhupada sometimes he would jab at you, though. The spiritual master says, do that. But then, Srila Prabhupada explained that we are insignificant. That is our situation. We are insignificant. And that very much helps our egos, false egos, as we put it. We are all insignificant. I remember, I wasn't actually there, but this is a recording, but Srila Guru Maharaj was speaking at Howard University in Washington, D.C. This was a time he was trying to, you know, tell more people. And this is arrangement that the staff was making to get people in town to come here, Krishna consciousness. And he was presenting it in such a way that they weren't really, really aware that this was Bhagavad Gita stuff he was saying, but he was saying that. So there were some people that asked him the question. He says, well, who are you? You know, the things that they had heard was much higher than what they had heard anywhere in the churches and the religion, different places they go. So they wanted to find out his background. So then they asked him, who are you? And I still remember how he answered it. He says, I am an insignificant student of very powerful personalities. This is how he put it. So he praised the spiritual master and the parampara, but he made himself insignificant. And as expert as he was, so he didn't go into much detail. He just immediately said that, and then he turned the situation. He turned the idea elsewhere. So he said, I'm an insignificant student of very powerful personalities, and therefore we are here to help you because we love you very much. And this is how he ended. Then he was just stick to this because you get so much from it. It's basically what he was saying. Srila Prabhupada was also challenged. And again, I remember that lecture. It was in Stockholm, Sweden, university. And there was one guy that was very, very inimical, very, very, and Srila Prabhupada is preaching, and he's getting more and more and more disturbed. So when he came to the point to ask questions, he started asking challenging questions. Srila Prabhupada says, there are four classes of men. First class men, second class men, third class men, fourth class men, meaning Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. He didn't actually mention that. It's just first class, second, and third, and fourth. So this person is looking at Srila Prabhupada and asking, so what class are you? But commies don't care. I've heard worse statements than that. I wouldn't even bring it up. It just hurts my heart to even hear some of the things that, you know, people come very raw. So he asked him, what class are you? Srila Prabhupada demonstrated such humility to devotees. He answers the question, says, I'm fifth class. Fifth class. And then he explained, because the guy, obviously, would think that maybe he gave a sarcastic answer, because he had said first, second, third, and fourth. And he's expecting that Srila Prabhupada says, I'm first class, right? Yeah, so that he can jump on Srila Prabhupada and be proud and this and this. Srila Prabhupada says, I'm fifth class. He says, I'm fifth class because I serve the fourth class. That's how he put it. I'm fifth class because I serve the fourth class. Anyway, the guy fought him until Srila Prabhupada found a nice way to keep him quiet. He told him, because he didn't even believe that Krishna was Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he argued and argued and argued and argued, and this is Prabhupada finally raised his voice and says, I'm telling you, you're not listening. You don't want to listen to authority. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Take it. He literally shouted at him. The guy just kept quiet. And this is Prabhupada ended and says, let's have kirtan. So then that was the end of, you know, the situation. So humility, Sri Prabhupada showed humility in this situation. Call himself fifth class. We should never, the last point, never let difficulties stop us from serving. That's Maya's trick. Because if we don't serve, we don't get any spiritual credits. So difficulties should never stop us. Devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, have been through far more difficulty than any of us have been through. We read in situations many people have gone through. I will just cite a couple of devotees. First, Mother Kalini. Mother Kalini, Prabhupada's disciple, lived in Giranagar. At the time we met her, she was living in Giranagar. She went through all kinds of distress. Giranagar at the time, it's not like the way it is now. Giranagar was difficult to live in because Giranagar was not developed well. Mother Kalini, in terms of the infrastructure, many things weren't working well. Heat's not working well. So in winter time, so many things. He put up with so much. It reminds me almost of Vishwamitra Muni's when he went through so many that imposed on himself the austerities. There were times it was very hot. Mother Kalini had no air conditioning, driving a car, you know, very old car, and it's just the whole place is sweating red and all that, and she still did it. Sometimes in the cold, in the winter, the heat wasn't working properly. Mother Kalini will not change her schedule. She would do things exactly when he's supposed to do, even if the difficulties were there. And one time, I needed something from her, so I went to her room and knocked on the door. Now, it was very cold. Now, where I lived, there was heat. I was fine. But the temple didn't have heat at the time. They were using wood stoves, but they were too small for the building, so it wasn't putting out enough heat. And at the time, it wasn't working well. And sometimes it wasn't being monitored properly. The wood is all finished, and this thing gets cold, and the devotees still have to go on. So I knock on the door. This was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But the cleaner opens the door. I couldn't believe it. She had like, you know, 3 coats and a hat. And the room was totally cold. And what was she holding? Her bead bag. She was chanting. She was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But the cleaner would chant the rest of her rounds in the afternoon because she gets up 2 o'clock in the morning to go milk the cows. And then comes back and then he gets dressed. And then off to Mangalati. And then she dresses Jagannath Bali, Subhadra, so you see all that one thing after another. There's no time to chant then. And then she goes to class. And then after that she's in the kitchen cooking breakfast. Right after she dresses Jagannath Bali, Subhadra, she's in the kitchen to help. And then after that, she, after a short while, very short rest, then she's cooking for lunch also. At that time, there were very few people in Giranagar. She was doing, all of them were doing a lot of work. So it's after lunch, 2 o'clock thereabouts, then she starts chanting around. So that's why at that time, the king, she was doing around to that time. And that was just the way the program was. But I still have a picture of the way she looked. I was shocked. And I said, well, I'm living it up. I have all the heat. And look, she's just chanting anyway. So we did our best, but people like Mother Kalini, you know, you tip your hat off to a person like that. You never gave up. And she was going to stay to Giranagar to her last breath. That's what she wanted to do and serve. But then she got sick. And so the devotee in England came and took her to where Sastra Maharaj was and then took care of her. And then her will was to leave her body at Giranagar. So when she got close to that time, they brought her back to Giranagar, yeah. And the devotees did something really nice. See, relationship with devotees is so important. The way Mataji left the body, she was so weak, she couldn't even come into the temple. She was in a wheelchair. They put her in one room, and the devotees made the decision. See, the mercy of the devotees is so important. I know I haven't said it yet, but I can, you know, it's so nice that they took Shishirada Damodar, the main deities, Giranagi, put them on the cart, platform that's used for swinging them, Nijilanyakta, and took the deities to Mother Kalini's room. I wish we all die like that. The deities come visit us first. They took the deities to Mother Kalini's room. Mother Kalini, she was very weak. And so the devotees arranged for Shishirada Damodar to visit her. That morning, yeah. I didn't know what was going on. I was walking, I didn't realize the deities are going. I just kept doing it. And then, you know, they told me, oh, they were taking her to Mother Kalini's room. If you want to interrupt, you can.
She was the gopi for the cows. She was the cows for 40 years, I think, And when she was, I think, a week before she
left,
they brought her favorite cow into her room.
Yeah.
A huge cow into her room, and the cow was licking her into her room, literally. Yeah, that also happened.
So Mother Kalini left, and from what we know now, and this is usually not put out everywhere, but spiritual masters play a great role in a transition. One person leaves, you know, going back to spiritual, going back, whatever happens to a person's next life. So Mother Kalini is in Golok Vrindavan. And he even told us her service. She milks the Sulabhi cows with Krishna, alongside Krishna. That is her service. Now, main service there. So this is real, very, 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 very real. And devotees like Mother Kalini are inspiration to all of us. And that's why we speak about them. Jayananda Thakur. Oh my God! We won't end this talk about Jayananda Thakur. But I heard one thing about him. He was very devoted. See, the Papa loved him. Always asking, "Where is Jayananda? Where is Jayananda?" So, what's this devotee's name? I forget his name. Anyway, it may come to me. I don't know. But that is Godfather, another Prabhupada disciple. Bakeshwar Pandit. You know? He said this, that they were in New York. Jayananda Prabhu will play tricks on devotees. Sometime, like 2 o'clock in the morning, devotees are being sleepy, still sleepy. Here he comes. Wake up. He worked. Wake up. And he's like, this person is in the what, La La Land or something. You know what to do. And then you just get him a little bit awake, and then open his mind and slip a laddu into his mouth. A laddu in the middle of the night. I mean, Nananda did all kinds of things with God, but it's just, you know, the next morning the person talks about it, everybody starts laughing. He was doing that quite a bit. And now Bhakeshwar Pandit himself had a situation with Jayananda. So Bhakeshwar Pandit was driving a bus. Devotees, they had Radharamada bus. He was one of the bus drivers. Okay, and this is the last story. They came to Giranagri, and he, Bhakeshwar Pandit, stayed in a bus at night. He slept in the bus. The devotees went wherever they could find, but he stayed in a bus. And Jayananda knew that Bhakeshwar Pandit was in the bus. Okay? So then, around 4, when he woke up, he went straight to the bus. And he said, Prabhu, get up. Shivabab is coming. Shivabab had come at that time. But he wasn't, you know, come. So, he's coming. And then he gets up, where is he? And then he starts laughing. Then he knows he'll come. So he went. 5 o'clock, he did the same thing to him. This guy. So Bhakeshwar Pandit is talking about it. And so Bhakeshwar Pandit made his mind up. When Jayananda comes to talk about Srila Prabhupada, I'm just going to ignore him. I know he's just playing a game with me. Okay? But the way he does it, you can't even get mad at him, because he's just, you know, he does it so funny. You know, so people just, you're bothering him, but still at the same time people are laughing about it. And so he came one more time. Bhakeshwar Pandit says, yeah, Srila Prabhupada is coming. And so he just, whatever he was wearing, the sheets that he's using. He says he looks out and all these heads are coming from the side of the bus. There was Srila Prabhupada coming. This time he was coming. He was totally unprepared. totally unprepared. So Jayaraghavan played a game with him, and then the real thing happened and caught him off guard. Totally off guard. Tamal Krishna Goswami was there, they were all coming into the bus. Shripan didn't know what to do with himself. But they played these kind of games, so many games with devotees like that. But from what we hear, I mean, I don't know much about him, from what we hear, he was a really, really fucked up, very fixed up devotee. At this point, Sri Prabhupada says when we have Rath Yatra, that we should put his picture on the feet of Lord Jagannath, and any devotee should do that. Okay, which means we have to stop. Okay, so I'll tell you what this is. So, and see, you wanted a little bit, me to give a little clarification. I said service. So service does not mean that it has to be temple service alone, even at home. Everywhere we are, because many of us have deities at home also to serve. And then of course there is our sadhana that we have to do also. It's wonderful. I mean, sometimes I'm saying this is like, okay, this is going to be the really last one. Because I've heard about, service, and I've mentioned sadhana or something that's heavy. Maybe I'll take it. I have been listening to Srila Prabhupada's morning walk conversation. I'm so attached to it now, because the boy asks all kinds of questions. See, when he's preaching in a particular text, then he stays with that text in the purport of that. But when he goes out for a walk, the boy asks any and everything. And so when the boy mentioned, Srila Prabhupada, you've said that when we obey regulated principles and chant a minimum of 16 rounds, we can go back to the spiritual world. But what about a devotee that has done this? And we know that the devotee's aim is what? Krishna Prema. Develop love of Godhead. But through all of this, they didn't really develop much love. And a lot of us are in that situation. Even though we're doing what is supposed to be done. But respect for the deity, yes. But love for the deity is another story. It's another story. Not the same thing. So what happens to those who don't develop love for deities, but they have been good sadhana siddhas, as we call them? See, Prabhupada explained that, so he asked, would they see Krishna? See, Prabhupada said, yes, they will see Krishna. Now, there is a difference from one that develops love and puts in so much, much of what helps us grow is to do service even if it's inconvenient. That really, really plays very highly for the devotee that does that. But anyway, just coming back to this. They've done what they have to do. Whatever they've been told, they've done it. They've done their services. They are, staying straight with the sadhana. When a person leaves the body, what happens? Well, they are taken to another place in the material universe that the Lord is actually there. Performing his pastimes. That particular soul will be the son or daughter of a manjari who is serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, see what happened, remember, this person didn't develop love for God, but they did all the services in the sadhana. And so in that situation, they get trained up. But they do get to see Krishna though. It's just that it's not in the spiritual world yet. It's still in the material world where he's performing his pastimes. And so you get trained up by a manjari, or sometimes the go people, the most part is manjari stuff, to develop love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Krishna finishes that pastime and wraps up and is going back to the Goloka Vrindavan, then they go. So anybody that takes the chanting and the regulative principles seriously will definitely see Krishna next life somewhere else in the material world. And then after that, and at that time you're with Krishna anyway. He's just being trained on how to actually develop real love, like the gopis have. They do have it at the highest level. Then you get to go back. So there's hope. Just doing 16 rounds and taking the, even if you have to suppress, because sometimes our feelings are there. Suppress things that we used to do, that's bad, that's a regulated principle, don't do. Fight it, fight it, fight it, and don't offend devotees. This is where you get better. When you don't offend devotees, you will in fact improve your spiritual life. Then, at the very least, you see Krishna in the material world somewhere performing pastimes, you'll be part of it, you'll be trained, you'll go back. But if you put in a lot, like the way Mother Kalini just did everything, no matter what was happening, then you just go straight to the spiritual world. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so any questions, comments? So this boga is not finished. Anyway, questions to come.
Well, in the very last comment that you made, a devotee who has not developed a love for Krishna goes to partakes of pastimes of the Lord in this material world, and then
yeah.
There is one more thing that I
got in the lectures.
One more thing where. A devotee can actually decide whether if he develops love, he wants to see the complete material creation before going back to the world. So can you explain that?
Well, you've said, I'm just going to add a little to it. So a person that it's been decided they're going back to the spiritual world, if they want to see some parts of the material world, because they heard about it, yes, you can be, you have a little pit stop here and there. Before going back, that's allowed. As a matter of fact, you might have said this, and a lot of us had a lot of trouble understanding what it meant. But obviously, hopefully you understand. It seems very simple, but he said, even in meeting the Lord, going back to the spiritual world now, meeting the Lord, you can decide how you want to look. Literally, the color of your dress, yeah, all of that. Everything is available. I like green, I like this, I like this, this, all of that. And so much is just, see, this is the spiritual world people will come to take you. They're very loving. Everything is also available. Therefore, whatever you like. So it's not like you literally get to decide how you want to dress up to go back. Even that's done. And yeah, if you want to make a stop here and there, yeah, that will happen. I know Bhakti Teta Mahaprabhu, when he left his body, I know for a fact that he didn't go straight. And the reason I know is, of all places, I was walking in Lewistown Walmart. And then, hey, Parikshit, the same sound, I know my groomer, I just sound his voice very well. He called me. I turned around, it was nobody. It's only just days after he left his body. So I knew he hadn't left at that time. But he had said a long time, at least two weeks before he left his body, that he called the chariot, the vehicle that was taken back to spiritual world. He had come and he was there in the room. We couldn't see it, but he could see it. Yeah. But he definitely didn't go that same day, because I got called in Walmart of all places by him. Yeah, so yeah, whatever you want to do, if you want to hang around a little bit, then looking at Maharaj, he went, you know, in the vision, he had Prashadam was looking at Maharaj in India. Oh. Looking at Maharaj had not heard that he had died then. He hadn't heard it. And this happened first before looking at Maharaj. Finally got the news that Bhaktivedanta Maharaj had left the body. But he had a vision where they ate together. Where he was. So yeah, and this there's so much versatility, a lot of versatility that's there. And a lot that's also granted. Anyway. Long response to that. Any other questions or comments?
You talked about the submission and the enthusiasm. Right? Very important point. So submissions are important and enthusiasm is also probably more important than that. How to make sure that we are doing the right service? Because if it's a wrong service with a lot of enthusiasm, it could become arrogance. You know.
What's wrong service?
I mean, that is not as per my mood, or if it is not doing it correctly, then it could be under proper guidance.
Service is all about putting in the best that you can. I remember quite a few services that Bhakti Teta Maharaj asked me to do, and I did a horrible job of it. But I tried to do my best. Sometimes he even had to guide me. Well, did you think of doing it this way or that way? And then there was the other part too that it happened so well, he didn't even expect that it would happen. So both sides, you know, it happens. You have to do things sincerely. Krishna has already made it easy. What did he say? Leave the results to me. Leave the results to me. Do your very best. Do your very best at all times. That's all that matters. Krishna is not the kind of supervisor that, you know, it has to be done right or you're fired. No. Not that. Because he controls everything. And so, when you think about it, spiritual life is easier than work, right? Because work, you're under pressure. But in devotee life and in service, you pour your heart out to do the best that you can. But you should do that though, because Krishna watches what we hold back. If we could do more and didn't, that really goes against us. Yeah. That's all we have to watch. But other than that, you do the best that you can. So we call, he says, do the needful. Sannyasi says do the needful, means that they know that you're already not expert at what it is that you're supposed to do, but it means do the best that you can. So sometimes, yes, we are good at what we do, and for the most part, if a manager is giving out responsibilities, definitely the first thing they have to look for is the person's propensity. If you're good at doing that, then that should be the first one to do it. But sometimes, so is a situation where we have to do the best that we can. Or sometimes even hire somebody. I mean, that's all. Just what's necessary. That's all. Okay. Good point. Any other questions or comments?
Prabhu, while Tulsi Maharani has been brought,
He's ready actually.
Prahlad Maharaj.
Mm.
You know, if you look at his situation, he was alone as a devotee in the whole place, and. I heard somewhere in the Katha that Prahlad Maharaj was like a tongue surrounded by the teeth. In a situation of a tongue, you know, sometimes the teeth bites you, but you cannot go back and hit the teeth. Now, a tongue can say certain things to somebody, which will make that somebody come and hit you and knock off the teeth. But the tongue, they say, stays within the tooth, within the area which is given. But because it is surrendered to the body so much, everything that goes to the body is first offered to the tongue. And then it goes. As a matter of fact, the body eats everything which the tongue likes. Because even if it is nutritious to the body, but if the tongue doesn't like it, the body will not take it.
True.
Right. So, yes, when you are talking about the power of a devotee and power of surrender, the Prahlad Maharaj had even being alone in the whole kingdom.
And on top of that, the humility. If the teeth bites, and if there's something stuck
there's
in the teeth,
there's something stuck in the teeth. You have heard the same lecture. Something stuck in the teeth.
The tongue will
so much. It will keep going in the same place and trying to take it out.
Help it. Yeah.
And the same tongue will help you chant the Krishna's name also.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Okay.
I have one question. Sorry,
yes. No, that's okay.
What is the way to develop a firm trust or not faith, like Prahlad Maharaj, right? When he was 5 years old, he had a firm belief, faith, and how should we develop that? I mean, we always have that struggle. You know, we sometimes, few days of week, we are firm, and then next 2 days, you are like, give up everything. The cycle goes on.
I understand.
So, what is the easiest way? I know there is nothing easy, but...
Oh, there is an easy way. We just did it. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The Lord has invested all His transcendental energies in His holy name. The holy name is more powerful than we realize. Just chant every day. There shouldn't be a day that goes by without chanting. Chant every day. The Lord already knows what you need. One of what you need is what you put in this question. But if you just keep chanting, you'll be surprised. Looking at my eyes, says the mantra does its work. You just keep chanting. Don't offend anybody. Just chant. The sign of advancement is you don't offend anybody. You just keep chanting. You surprise yourself. The same thing will go.
You start from nursery, then you slowly.
Sri Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is gradual, but you also go up. And Lord Chaitanya has also said, we'll add this and then stop, hopefully. that in spiritual life, you cannot, this is actually good for all of us, including myself, to hear this. You cannot stay at a certain level. There is no such thing as staying at a certain level. You either going up or going down. It's either up or down. And of course, up is preferable to down. So then you keep going with your rounds, and whatever challenges that come is the mercy of the Lord, and you keep going anyway. And without offending, you will find yourself growing. Find yourself growing. If you just slack on the rounds, you're not going to coast. You're going to go down. Which might will have more effect on you. And the things that you think you control, it starts coming, bothering you. Even with, you know, tests will come. Tests will come. That's just to learn lessons from. But we have to continue chanting. And chant with greater desperation. Greater desperation. Because we really are desperate. Maya's got us thinking that we're okay, but we are desperate. That's a whole lecture in itself, so I won't even start there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Talking about desperate, Kripa Prabhu, when he started coming to Harrisburg, he would have been doing this forever. But when he started coming to Harrisburg, he would have one common question every lecture, initially. If your house is burning, will you stay inside or will you run? And Kripa said, of course we'll run out. And I said, then start chanting 16 rounds. And I never understood what he meant by it. Then suddenly it came to me, this body is like the burning house. It's dying. It can collapse any time. If you cannot take a chance that I'll do one tomorrow, none the day after, then 10 afterwards, none, nothing, and then after 10 years, you have to right away jump to the conclusion that yes, I will stop chanting 16.
Krishna is
desperate. It just reminded me from the word desperate. The one has to be desperate that the house is burning. You have to get out. The body is dying. You have to get out. You can die anytime.
Very important. And if you don't and you come back another life, you come back into a worse Kali Yuga situation. It doesn't get better. It's a worse Kali Yuga situation. It's worse and worse. Yeah. So that was an advice that Sri Prabhupada gave Madhu Maharaj when he was back to John. Bhaktivedanta Maharaj says, 5,000 years have gone by, 420 south, 7,000 years of the situation worsening and worsening. And it's in the Bhagavatam. What's going to happen? You think you're being taxed now? Wait till later on. What taxes are going to be like? This is a very powerful society and a very powerful shastra. It even talks about taxes. It's going to go up and up and up. I mean, you know, they're deceiving us left and right. Every president that's come is kicked up with taxes. It may not be like this, maybe a little down and up, but it's going up though. It's going up. To the point that, it's in the Bhagavatam, it says some people will just get out of the system. No social security, nothing. Go live in the forest. Go live in the forest. And if you're used to living in a nice home and now taxes are so much, you're losing everything and you wind up going to live in the forest, there is a food chain. And we're not as strong as some of these animals are. Okay, yeah. So he basically told Dr. John, while the going is good, jump out and go back home. We take this process seriously, because we know now that even if we don't develop love for the Supreme Personality, we don't know how, but we do the sadhana properly, we see Krishna next life in another place and then back to switch over right after that. Yeah, so we harm our own selves, we don't take it seriously. It boils down to that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. So any other comments, or can we now have this is Tulsi Aarti next, right? Okay. All right. Hare Krishna.
Oh, she found fun. You're going to be enough yourself, or will you? No.